It is time now for another round of conversations with the mayors. In this case, conversations with the chair of the Orange County Board of Commissioners, Penny Rich, joining us here in the studio, orangecountync.gov, for more information on county government. Penny, thanks for being with us here in the studio.
Yeah,
how are you?
Thank you. I'm doing all right. I'm ready to get back in action.
Yeah.
So we're ready to go.
And a lot is happening. I mean, obviously, we're here locally talking about the big news on campus, which is Chancellor Fulton, Silent Sam, but a lot is happening in county government as well.
So much, yeah.
Yeah.
And we take a little bit of a long break, and you and I talked about this last week. So It's once we start hitting the road, we got to hit running.
It's a huge agenda.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Let's start by clarifying an email that we were talking about earlier that we got, and I think a lot of people are getting this information about tax forms.
Sure.
And a new policy therein in 2019, and I'm already being vague because I don't know what's going
right.
on. So
yeah.
You're gonna have to explain this to me.
So this actually changed last year. But it was towards the end, so folks had already put their tax form in and weren't really paying attention. Mm-hmm. So this year, what's happening is everybody that owns a home in Orange County gets a tax form. On that form, you are supposed to list if you have changed anything on your house, if you added anything, renovated, you know, anything that brought the value up of your house or down, right? So you, on that form as well, you see what the tax value is listed on your home. This year, what we're asking everyone to do is send the form back in whether or not you made a change to your home. So that's the change. In the past, you only sent it in if you made a change. This year, we're asking everybody to do that. Why are we doing that? Well, there were a lot of discoveries last year after we got all the forms in that people had renovated and they didn't report it.
Mm-hmm.
And that takes a lot of time. It takes money. It takes energy. And, you know, just to let you know, we had about 3,000 personal property discoveries last year. And
wow.
That's a lot. That's a lot. So
what's the discovery process like? Like, how do county officials...
Well, so we're always going around and measuring homes, believe it
okay.
or not. You know, that people are coming. If you see someone on your property, you can go up and ask them what they're doing. But we're checking. You know, we're making sure. You know, I could give you a perfect example. My home, I had paid taxes on my home for a larger home for 14 years. And I discovered finally by going through the Aries process that my home was listed 1,000 square feet more than my house was actually.
Mm-hmm.
So I had them come out and measure. So some people call to have measures. Some people just, you know, get it done. They're part of like an audit, right? So here's the thing, though. The good thing about this is that you actually get to look at your tax rate. You look at how much you're going to pay. And if you don't think that's what it should be and you want to appeal it, like in my case, even though I lost my appeal, you have the time to appeal it in the time frame that's allowable.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone should... you know, sign them, nothing changed, sign it, pop it back in the mail, and you're good.
And if you have gotten it and you've already looked at it and said, oh, I don't need this,
and you threw
gotten
it into the recycling
yeah.
bin, you could request another one.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's the long and short of that. We've gotten a lot of emails, and that's probably why you got that overall email coming
right.
from the tax director saying, oh, my God.
Is there a deadline? Is this a...
So there is. I don't have the deadline here, but there is a deadline for an appeal.
Okay.
All right? What we're asking everybody to get... The form in is by the end of January.
Okay.
So you have about two more weeks to get that in. I'm not sure when the end of the appeals is. It's usually about 3 months, but I'll make sure that I check. As always, numbers I'll check with you.
But get the form in by the end of January.
Get the form in. And if you've already recycled it and you don't feel like crawling through the recycling bin, call the tax office, email the tax office, you know, or you can go on to Orange County website and there's a program called Aries and you can check your lot number, the size of your home. So when you do need a reference number, when you call the tax office, you'll have it right there and they can send it to you immediately.
And the county website is orangecountync.gov.
That's
so
right.
Go there for more information on that. Speaking with Penny Rich, and you started by talking about the meeting next week, Tuesday, which is going to have a pretty full agenda. So
yeah,
let's talk about that.
It is.
Yeah.
And most of it's going to be revolve around transportation. So
mm-hmm.
we're finally pulling together our OPT, Orange Public Transit. We're finally pulling together our local transit routes, discovering that, yeah, you know, you can't really run a bus service in rural communities the way that we run it down here in Chapel Hill. So we do have some fixed routes. Fixed routes? I don't know, Aaron. How do you say that?
I go back and
forth.
Yeah.
I've
lived in so many different places, and I've heard so many different accents at this point. I used to grow up calling it pop, and now I call it soda, and I don't even know where I'm from anymore.
That's pretty cool. So anyway, we're looking into this, and we're discovering that for out in the rural parts of the county, an on-demand service makes much more sense than having restricted routes that we drive the bus on regularly. Mm-hmm. So what we're doing is we're going to try an experiment with a 3-day a week on demand. And you'll get to call a couple of days in advance and tell them when you want to use it. And, you're not going to be the only one on demand, so there will be some waiting time. But that's one of the things we're going to experiment with. And this saves money. We won't have to have that driver out there driving an empty bus. And then it'll also help people because we will go and pick them up.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one
public
thing.
Uber then.
It
a little
kind
bit.
Of is,
yeah.
But it's it is a shared ride. You're
right.
You're not doing it on your own. Now speaking of public Uber though, we are also talking to folks that are, where are you going in a day, and can you share a car with someone? Can you share a van ride? So we're gonna look into that as well to see how many folks are actually coming down to Chapel Hill, UNC to work, and can we create a van pool where it would be a good idea to meet everybody on the corner of 70 and whatever, and that kind of thing. So what we're really going to do is experiment a lot and then pull together what's working, what's not working. But we're going to try because it just the way that we're doing it now just doesn't work for most folks out in the county.
Yeah, and especially now, and we're getting an increased population in the Triangle, and it is a big, expansive space.
It is.
You got Hillsborough and Chapel Hill and Carrboro and Durham and Raleigh and Morrisville and everything in between. Like, people are transiting back and forth in a bunch of different directions and different routes or routes or whatever.
Right, routes and routes. Yeah. And I'm glad you said that because one of the points here, one of the objectives, mm-hmm. is to not necessarily take people to their final destination, but also to get them to a transit point.
Yeah,
right. A transit point where the route would take them to the next destination. So we're trying to get people out of the cars. That's
okay.
The biggest thing.
All
and
right.
So I'm excited about that. We've got some, Theo Littman is our director. We've got some really good ideas, and he's going to bring that to us on Tuesday, as well as we're going to look at the transit-oriented development report that's coming from Go Triangle. Really great report. It's really thick. It's about 400 pages, so I don't know if you want to read through it, but maybe just get the executive summary for it. And what this does is allows Chapel Hill to really think about how they can create some really good economic development in the Gateway Station. Right now we have, we are dependent so much on home taxes. It's 80% of taxes come from the home base. It's just not sustainable. We say that every year. But here's a really good opportunity to grow that. And, I think that the suggestions and recommendations are good. Today we had an MPO meeting, and Mike Fox, who is the head of NCDOT, thought they were a little conservative. We thought that we could make some more money out of it. So I'm ready for those discussions. I think they'll be great. Yeah.
Awesome. Speaking with Penny Rich again, orangecountync.gov for more information on county government. The meeting that we're talking about is next week, Tuesday, 7 p.m. Where is it going to be?
That's going to be at the Whitted Building.
Whitted Building in Hillsborough. All right. So
yeah.
Other things going on. There's another meeting coming up on the 29th, which is 2 weeks from yesterday at the Assembly of Government.
Yeah, and that's always an interesting meeting. And if you haven't been to an Assembly of Governments or watch it, it's everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody comes. And, we're actually thinking of getting the schools back in there. For a while they were coming, and they haven't been there for, as far as I've been on the board, 6 years, they haven't been coming. But it's important because we talk about issues like, affordable housing. We're going to also hit on the comprehensive transit plan. What does that mean for everybody? We'll talk about the BRT, the buses. We'll also talk about the reverse circulator, trying to get Hillsborough to sort of become a transit partner. So we're going to be talking about that. You and I talked a little bit about the ad hoc committee that developed for climate change. They're going to report out, which is pretty exciting. And by the way, next week we're going to see a resolution to support the Green New Deal. So that's coming at our meeting next week, not at the Assembly of Governments. We're also going to have a census update. Mayor Heminger wanted to talk a little bit about this because of there were some concerns about how that census report was going to look. So she wanted to talk a little bit about that. And then I know you've been hearing this for a very long time. We would love to talk about the Green Track and talk about what we want to build on the Green Track. And I was reminded by Ralph Carpenos that We've been talking about it for 17 years. So
that's actually a pretty fast process. So for people who don't know, Green Tract is how many acres in northern?
Oh goodness,
there's
100 and something acres.
Not all of them are developable.
That's correct.
Right.
That's right. So we're talking about the 80 or 60 or so acres that are developable.
Developable, and
that number changes as we move the line for making sure that we're covering the watershed and making sure that we're not building in sensitive areas.
Right.
So that's really the gist of the conversation. But also, what do we want to build there? We've got to get moving on there. A perfect place for affordable housing. The school's looking at it for a possible next site for a school. But also, what could we do for like some mixed use around there to help the Rogers Road folks?
Because it's kind of behind the Rogers Road neighborhood, right?
And it sort of butts up against, Weaver Dairy Extension
yes,
and Weaver
yeah.
Dairy. You know, we can't pop over the railroad tracks. We can't put a road there. They won't let us do it. But, you know, I live near the railroad tracks now, too. We know folks walk over the railroad tracks to get places. So we need to make sure, though, that we're really supporting the neighborhood by putting some mixed use in.
Right. I want to go back to the Green New Deal because the last I heard, I know that's an ongoing conversation on the federal level. The last I read about it was still kind of more in the conceptual stage, and we're still talking about, like, specific programs that we're attaching to it. Do we have specifics now that we're...
Well, there's some. I just glanced at the resolution, and it was in draft form. So it's generated by Mark Markopoulos. We're always going to get that from him, which is great. And so he's got a couple of highlighted things that he wanted to specifically have the commissioners have a resolution for. So we'll see that it's going through legal now to make sure it's okay. But yeah, you're right. It's sort of like, not a done deal. But
I mean, that's the idea of the New Deal anyway.
Sure.
Like you start in 1933 and you have these programs and these work and these don't. So you scrap these and you try new things. And that's kind of the idea of the New Deal in the first place.
Yeah,
so I get that. Yeah.
It's pretty, it's so important for us to be looking at climate change. And, you know, if we can start doing it on county levels and then hope the state catches on and it just goes federally, we're good.
Yep.
You know, we've done our job. So,
awesome.
Yeah.
Other things going on in Orange County that the people ought to know about?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Wow. I'm only halfway through my sheet here.
Only six or seven, yeah.
So we still do have a couple of buildings that we're building, a couple of buildings that we're renovating and taking care of. The Battle Courthouse, the room.
The FCC
is
shut down this week. It's
that's
fine.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's almost done. The renovations are almost done there, and that's looking good. So we'll be able to start holding court there again. I know Judge Bedore and his folks are happy about that.
Awesome.
And speaking of judges, and we're the Northern Campus, and a lot of people don't understand what you say when you say Northern Campus, but that's where the jail is going to be built, along with Deeper, which is our Parks and Recs. Mm-hmm. And
that's along Route 70, right?
It is along Route 70, and we're changing it up because we always pledge to build to our budget. And as you know, things just went skyrocketing after all these emergencies and mass destructions and stuff, and people had to rebuild. So, it's expensive to build. So we're going to be meeting individually this week to learn a little bit more about that. And that'll probably come back to us mid-February also, so the public can start weighing in on that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think also mid-February we're going to see a change up from the Go Triangle on the cost-sharing agreement, because before that goes to the FDA, which is closed, We have to, there have been some changes, and so, Durham picked up some funding, so we never really put that in stone. We're still really concerned because the FTA, we're looking for guidance from them, and they're not there. They're not picking up the phone, Aaron. So,
yeah.
It's pretty much a disaster. And just looking forward, we meet with the fire chiefs once a year, and we're going to try to firm up some of our mutual agreements. A lot of people don't know, when you call 911 and the fire department comes to your house, and if you live in Chapel Hill, everybody comes. You know, everybody that's available. It's not only the nearest fire station to you. You can have a fire truck from Harbor, or you can have it from Orange Rural. So those mutual agreements have to be updated. And then also we've got a grant in Orange County with the firefighters to build a training center. We don't have a place to build a training center. So we got the grant, we got the will, we've got to find the land. And that's about it right now.
All right.
Goodness.
It's only the first week of the first week of the calendar year. All right, orangecountync.gov for more info. Next meeting of the board is next week, Tuesday, 7 p.m., Witted Building in Hillsboro. Penny Rich, thank you so much.
Awesome.